You're listening to Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox. Discover the creative genius within. If your inner critic is standing in the way of your creativity, listen up. Sharing your vision is a scary thing to do. Gwen Fox is here to inspire artists to believe in themselves and their creative abilities. Wherever you are on your artistic journey, Gwen wants you to know that it's spiritual too. Dive deep and reach high as we pull together the threads of spirituality and artistic expression to empower you to share your vision with the world. You are unique, and only you can express your vision. So stop comparing and start creating. Feed your creative spirit and free your creative genius with Creative Voice Radio now.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hold it. Can you guys hear me okay? I am just so excited to be doing this show with Gwen Fox. This is Creative Voice Radio. Okay. I did not know, Gwen. I didn't know that we were going to be talking about the art of getting unstuck. Now, let me tell you why. This is the weirdest thing you're going to hear. I own a domain name. And so you have just now, you're the third incidence that has given me information. So a bunch of years ago, I created the art of crust busting. And crust busting had to do with stuckness. And so this is an interesting way to open the show up, right?
You got
it. Because when we think about stuck, right? I thought, you know what I want to be able to help people with? This is going back 15 years ago, maybe 16. How to become unstuckable. Unstuckable. That's not a word. But somebody had the domain. And I bought the domain. And I'm getting a lot of requests from people about what is my book. And I said, my book is going to be unstuckable. And so a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I got an email from somebody that wanted to buy unstuckable.com. And I thought, this has got to be a joke. And as I'm looking at this, the GoDaddy people call me and said, why aren't you responding? They want to buy Unstuckable. Usually when somebody wants to buy something, they want to give you a couple hundred bucks. These folks want to give me thousands of dollars for this. And I thought about this and I thought, but I know I haven't done anything with it, but I'm stuck to launch Unstuckable. And so today, I know you're thinking, really, is this what Pat's talking about with me today? And so I'm getting ready for the show with you, and I'm looking at what we're going to talk about. And not only was I motivated from what you're bringing to the forefront today, but it catapulted me to not just get unstuck about Unstuckable, but about putting up Dr. Pat Basile website, putting up my book, everything. It popped out because I'm reading about what you're going to talk about today. And I'm thinking, boy, is she talking about me. So Gwen.
You go, what, girl.
How the heck is this on your mind? Tell me. Are you seeing this in your daily life and the people you work with? Is this the thing? Is this it now?
It's it. It has to be it. I mean, look at what's happening to you.
Oh. And you know how they say you learn lessons in threes? I think my mom said that. And so I got the domain trying to be bought. I got Gail, the book agent, saying, Pat, come on, you're helping everybody else create best-selling books, write your book. And then I'm looking at this show yesterday and I'm saying, so let's talk about this. So getting unstuck, right? Mm-hmm. You know, from your perspective, the reason that I want you to talk about it from your perspective is nobody creates a show outline for like you did today if you haven't been there. Have you been stuck?
No, oh, never. I mean, I don't know of anybody that hasn't. I mean, it's a painful thing. It's painful. you know, I, you know, there's a quote, it says, and I'm going to read it here. It
Please.
Says, it says, growth is painful. Change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck somewhere you do not belong. And that's where you are, my dear.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's so deceiving about this? Because this is part of what we're going to talk about here today as well. Just because I'm doing a lot of stuff, right? I got a great team I work with. I get to show up with you today because it really takes a village for us to do this. And I got a great village, right?
Yes, you do.
Just because of that doesn't mean that there's not something else for me to do. Right?
Right.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. How many times have you heard in a creative setting or have you watched creative stuckness? How often have you seen that? What does it look like from your perspective? I know what it looks like for me, you know, when it comes to trying to be creative in some ways, but you must have seen this show up in a multiplicity of ways. Wow, that's a new word, multiplicity of ways.
I like that word.
It's a good one.
It sounds good. I see it every day. I mean, I talk with artists who are stuck for many reasons because they don't think they're good enough, because they haven't just talked to a gal yesterday. Oh, and her paintings were fantastic. And she said, well, I just started in the last few years, so I think I need a few more years of learning. And I'm thinking, why? You're there. You just got to believe in yourself. You just, and she says, no, I just don't feel like it. And I said to her, I said, you're stuck. She says, yeah. Yeah, I'm stuck. But being stuck is not comfortable. I mean, you know, you know you're supposed to do these things and you don't do them because you don't know what to do because you're stuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't have any momentum. Stuckness and momentum are the same, because if you don't have momentum, you're stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, momentum is really, I love the word momentum. You know, I love the whole Mo. You know, we're creating an app with our new technology, and it's called the Positive Media Mojo. It's a mojo, right?
It's a mojo.
It's a mojo, because if you've got your mojo on, you are not stuck.
No, you're not.
You're not. You're not. And you can be stuck in a rut. You can be stuck in yourself. You can be stuck in a relationship. But man, when you're stuck creatively,
it's tough.
That for me has been one of the more painful forms of stuckness for me. Why is that, Gwen? I mean, your world is all about creativity, but not just about art and what you might put on a canvas, but perhaps what you might write, perhaps what you the way you see the world, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it that creative stuckness has so much of a massive energy to it?
Because it's our life. And if we're stuck, we have nowhere to go, you know, and it's true in business and it's true in any form. Your creativity is everything. And in order to, you've got to break that barrier that you've formed. And because it's scary though, because you think, oh my gosh, maybe I can't do that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's here forever. Maybe I really wasn't ever a creative person.
Yeah.
My first husband, ex-husband, I should say, used to tell me, you know, you just think you're creative, but you're not really creative.
Okay. And so, yeah, that's probably why he's your ex.
Yeah, exactly. Just one of many reasons. I'm sorry. It's the being told this over and over and over that then it builds up and then it becomes yours.
Mm.
You know, it becomes your belief, but it wasn't my truth, but it was my belief.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And
it's an empty place, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very empty really place. Empty. And it's a scary place. Mm-hmm. It's very scary. And it's empty and it's painful.
Yeah.
It's painful. And, you know, this, so yeah, it's getting out of it. That's the key. You've mm-hmm. got to get out of this place where you're stuck.
All right. What do we do? Let's talk about this before we go to break. You know, what did you learn about it? You know, I don't know if you know this, but I'm sure I've shared this before. The show was not originally Dr. Pat.
No.
And I don't know if Benny's got the old crust-busting intro, but the show wasn't the Dr. Pat show. It was crust-busting your way to an awesome life, because I had finished school and I was lost. I was lost. And I was sitting on a couch and I just said, oh my gosh, I am so unable to do anything, Gwen. I can't get off the couch. All I could do is flip the remote.
So you know, paralyzed.
I was paralyzed.
Yeah.
And it is a shallow, empty. I can't describe it. What can you suggest we do? What can we do to get to moving?
Well, on artists and hey, maybe anybody else, you break a rule. You know, what am I supposed to do? Well, I mean, I love to break rules, so this is an easy one for me. But you break a rule. And because if you break a rule, guess what? You have to think different.
Yeah.
And I do a masterclass. It's an online 3-month masterclass. And the whole intent of this masterclass is for the people to learn to think different, to think deeper, and to go deeper so that they have their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do things like dissecting the masters. It doesn't mean we sit down and say, now, how did they do this? No, it means that we look at it. We maybe pick a section of it. How can we do something with this? How can we dissect this? And so we make this gorgeous, gorgeous painting.
Mm.
Or we take something that's super ugly and we have to make it beautiful. And one gal could not figure out what to do, so she did her cat's kitty litter. And let me tell you, she did an abstract, and it was stunning.
Wow.
But wow. It tweaks the mind. And when you tweak the mind, it goes into a different direction. I mean, we know what Einstein says.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds cliche, and it sounds interesting, and it sounds simple, but it isn't simple.
No. No, I love this topic because, you know, when we use stuck and creative in the same breath, people, right? I mean, you could talk about being stuck in your finances. You could talk about being stuck in your gardening, in relationships.
Right.
And
right.
There are a lot of things out there for you to figure out what to do. But stuck creatively is at the core of possibility. See,
that door slams.
Man, it slams. And in order to get to the world of possibilities in your life, that's what today's show is about. And I'm so glad you did this. In order to get to the world of possibilities, right, you've got to address the stuckness, the creative stuckness, because possibilities are vast. See, we're not talking about probability. We're not talking about, I'm going to throw the dice. I might get some. We're talking about the possibility of not ever having to throw the dice and win. Let's take a short break. When we come back, are you tired of throwing the dice and having them not come up the way you want? Are you throwing them dice and getting them snake eyes? When we come back, we're going to talk about this level of change. We're going to talk about our words. We're going to talk about our thinking. We're going to talk about unstuckable. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I love that, Benny. What is that? That's a cello.
Yes, it would be. It's actually a cover by the Piano Guys. They did Secrets by One Republic.
I love Piano Guys.
Yeah, so this is
Secrets. Oh, boy. That is so good. I love cello. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah. I wanted to learn the cello, right? So I got the opportunity to play a string instrument when I was younger, and I want to play a cello. And so... Mr. DeVito asked to look at my hands. I put up my hands. He said, no cello for you. And I said, why? He said, you have really small fingers. You will have a really hard time. He said, but I'll give you the next best thing. Viola. I was first orchestra viola at a very young age.
Girl.
Yeah. But look, this is all about stuck, because I could have been totally stuck with that. That's I could have been like, really? I'm going to learn that cello anyway. I'm going to learn that cello. No. So before we talk about how do we make this change, how do we get unstuck creatively? You help people do this, and you've got a fantastic retreat coming up. Tell us about it.
Oh, I have five.
That's what I mean.
I know. I'm crazy to do five days each.
Do it.
Retreats. And yeah, they're awesome. They're really, really awesome. And they're on different subjects. The last one is going to be the mentors retreat, which is those artists that have they know what they're doing. They have their style. They're going to come work on their own thing. I'm not teaching anything. And then I'm coaching. And they're going to have 5 days of coaching with me. And that's a game changer. So
wow.
I'm excited. So I just added that.
How do people sign up?
They just go to my, thanks for asking. They just go to my website, gwenfox.com. That's GWENFOX.com. It's all of them are there. They're described it. It's great. I'd love to have you.
Well, you know, and this really is, if we talk about the work you do and we talk about these workshops, this is an opportunity for people to come to a very safe place.
Very.
And explore creative possibilities.
Exactly.
Right? No right, no wrong.
Nope.
Yep.
No judgment.
Nope. Nope. Just show up. Just show up.
Show up and be willing to fall flat on your face. I ask for glorious failures.
Yes.
You know, because that's what we need to do in order to find what we want.
Yeah. I mean, okay, this is really opening up this next conversation that we were talking about during a break.
Okay.
Glorious failures, right?
Yeah.
To be able to even say that word, right? It's in my tagline. It's been in every show I've ever done, like close to 9,000 of them, right? It's
Are you serious?
In there. No, really. What would you do if you could not fail? It's always been in there. I've been encouraged to change it, never changed it.
No, it's a good one. I've used this for years.
So let's talk about this from where the change comes from. Does it come from outside? Does it come from inside? Does it come right from both?
I think momentum to getting out of stuckness is a learned skill. And so it's a learned skill, so therefore it's inward. So I guess you're right. It comes both ways. You have to learn it, and then it's yours. But a lot of people think that they can just grab something and, oh, okay, I've got this. No, it's like confidence. It's like anything else. You've got to nourish it in order to bring it forth.
One of the things that I think we can point to is how this shows up in everyday life. This happened to me over the weekend, by the way, with the tournament I was in. It's happened to me over the weekend. And by the time I realized it was happening, Glenn, I couldn't reverse it. Right, to change the course. And I had this opportunity, and last year I won the gold medal for my category group. And this year pretty much slotted to do it, and came up against somebody that played her heart out, and I deserved to lose, because this thing that you're talking about from an inside perspective, I did not clean up my inside perspective of stuckness. So therefore, I could not be creative in how I played, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I could not even call upon that which I did well or do well, right? In a game that I know very well. So what happens in life when we get stuck in something we don't know well? When our creative stuckness gets so blocked, we can't even figure out that it is an inside job, Gwen.
Well, I think then you have to pull from the outside, and you have to just stop and take a deep breath. My granddaughter just did a test for law school, and very, very nervous. And so I just texted her. I said, deep breaths, just breathe deeply. Anytime, I said, when you get to a question, you don't know if you know the answer, you breathe, because that causes clarity.
Look, we have forgotten how to breathe. What is that movie that came out, Waiting to Exhale?
Yes.
We have totally forgotten the power of breath and the power of breathing in a way that allows us to energize that inner motivation to succeed. Right. Right. How does that show up in art?
On the motivation and so forth?
Yes.
Well, they don't believe in themselves, therefore they don't create. And so they don't have any motivation. And so literally in the retreat, I teach them how to breathe. Mm-hmm. Because we don't breathe from up here. We have to breathe from the belly and you know, the diaphragm. And so all of a sudden they're thinking, wow, I've got more energy. I think clearer. You know, it's a very interesting phenomenon of what, how the simple things, we don't need to go out and buy something. We have it within us.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
It is. But boy, we do try to buy the heck out of stuff, don't we?
Well, it's an easy way out. And, yeah. And we don't really want to go. Well, maybe I hadn't thought about this, but maybe we don't want to take responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's like, well, if I could do it myself, then I've got to do it. But if I could go buy something, that makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's easier?
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I took complete responsibility for the weekend. I took completely responsibility because I knew it had nothing to do with ability. And a lot of times we want to blame ability for our stuckness in creativity, right? We want to point to something that says something like, I just don't have the skill, Gwen. I know I'm here in your retreat, but I'm telling you, Gwen, I just don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm watching other people. And I got to tell you, the key to getting unstuck, one key, and I know you know this, you teach how many retreats, how many people show up?
Oh,
what happens when we compare ourselves to others?
Oh, well, yes. Yes. And they seem to be having such an easy time. And everything is so simple for them. And you're suffering. But you go over to their place and they're like, I can't do this. I don't know what I'm doing. And it is hilarious. We've all been there. We all do this. We do it in all kinds of things. The other person always has it easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to be talking with Gwen about the various ways to get stuck no matter what. But I'll tell you one thing I've learned. I'll tell you when we come back. And I think Gwen, you know this. You know, various ways to get unstuck. And what are the words that we use? What are the words that we think?
That's another whole session.
We're going to talk about that and much more. Gwen Fox in the house will tell you again about the retreats. When we come back, we'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events. The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. And yeah, this is great to be talking with Gwen Fox, the host of Creative Voice Radio. It's what we're talking about here, how to discover your creative genius that is within. Today, you know, Gwen is taking on the conversation that has to do with the art of getting unstuck. And, you know, a lot of times we don't recognize that we are stuck because it becomes so normal. Before we talk about ways to get unstuck and how our words affect it, one more time, tell us about the retreats. Tell us how folks can find out more, how they can sign up.
The retreats here in Taos are in-person retreats, and there are five of them. They start mid-August and go through the first week in October. And you can get it, you can read all about it by going to my website, gwenfox.com. And you'll also see there a masterclass, which is an online. If you don't want to travel, then do the masterclass. The masterclass is awesome. It's 3 months, and yes, you won't be the same. Your creativity will soar.
Yeah. And, you know, once you pop open the door of creativity, it affects all areas of your life. Let's talk about the words for a minute.
Okay.
Because I think we have to have a conversation about the words, the power of the words, you know, not only what we say to ourselves, but in fact, what we say to others about ourselves. You know, tell me a bit about how they fuel stuckness.
Words, okay, there's a saying called, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me. Mm. Oh my gosh, that's so not true.
No.
It's because the words that you use about yourself, about what you do, about what you want in life, fuel and make your future. So when you really think about that, you all of a sudden you get real careful. What am I saying? If I'm saying, well, you're an idiot because your painting didn't work out and you stomp out, then, you know, hey, you're fueling that future.
Yeah. So here, I had a pet peeve a bunch of years ago, and I actually talked about it on air, right? And what I talked about was these expressions that mostly women, from what I could tell, we're saying. One of them was, duh, that, right? That expression. Because what's loaded in that expression was, without saying the word, stupid, mm-hmm. right? And so when we look at some of this, what are some of the words that get used in the creative field of things? Especially, you know, when somebody is literally attempting to create art.
Are you meaning when they are attempting to create and then they don't, what words are they using then?
Yeah.
Well, when it doesn't work out and they're attempting to create, they're looking at it. I mean, people have no idea of the amount of work it takes to go into the studio, produce a painting, and then screw it up. Because we do that all the time. You know, we overwork things. And when you do that, you look at it and say, well, that was stupid. That was really dumb. Maybe I'm not a real artist. What are you thinking of that you're even going to consider this? And you stop out and then you know, and you say, and you don't have any good thoughts about yourself. That's the problem. Yeah.
I was watching something last night. Benny and I like to compare notes like on the TV shows like we record and stuff. And what I like to write is, and I've shared this before, I like to watch shows like Ink Master, right? So what is Ink Master? This is the creative energy of what does it mean to design a tattoo and then take that tattoo and put it on a body, right? So now we're talking about like something that in order for you to be good at this particular form of art, right? You got to be confident, right?
Oh gosh.
You got to be confident.
Yeah, don't misspell the word, please.
Oh my goodness, I've seen that. But you've got to be so confident. And I'm watching this and I watch this show. I love to watch this show because, you know, I've shared this before. I mean, I came out of my mother's womb wanting a tattoo, and I'm highly allergic to them. And so for a while I designed them for people.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. And so I'm watching this show last night, and it's the men versus the women. And you could see the artist and the fear and the stuckness in this particular episode of the show, which had to do with cross-stitch tattoos, right? And you said something, and I want to get back to it. One of the artists was so unsure that he completely overworked the skin, right?
Oh, dear.
To the point where it was bleeding. Now, he wasn't the person that got kicked off. But we overthink things and overwork things. But yet we don't understand that that is a form of stuckness.
Oh, you know, overthinking. I mean, when you go and you overwork a painting, it's like overworking the skin for the tattoo. And an overworked anything doesn't fly. It just doesn't. Because what you've done is you've said, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, so I'm just going to keep going, and I'm hoping that something's going to come up. You know, and in a painting, the students that I work with are always amazed because I'll look and I say, oh, on the left upper side up there, you weren't sure what you were doing. So you just moved your brush around. You were hoping something would happen. They said, well, how do you know that? That's right. But how do you know that? I said, because the eye always goes to the area of indecision.
Wow. Wow.
And so you could always tell where they were stuck. They didn't know what to do because that's where the eye goes, to the area of indecision.
Wow. Because it takes a different feature, but don't you think it also has a different energy?
Oh, it
if
does.
I might say
it does. It doesn't fit in with the painting. It doesn't. It's just a different everything. But they look at it, because we're too close to our own work, they look at it as if it's part of the painting and it's really good. It fits in. They usually have never seen that.
Mm. What has been, if you can recall this, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but I know if I look back at a situation in my life, I could probably point to a situation where I was most stuck. And once I got unstuck, created the most incredible thing. Transformation Talk Radio, the network, it is that. The Dr. Pat Show and dialing that wrong phone number, I was at my worst, depressed. I had been a year struggling after I finished my research and my doctorate. And I was so stuck. I was not even employable. I couldn't be employed. Can you recall a scenario where you were able to guide someone out of that empty nothingness place? And what did they end up creating? Can you think of a scenario like that?
I will use myself as an example.
Yeah, there you go. I was hoping.
You know, no, I have several of those. the ex-husband I was just talking about, I mean, you know, hey, you know, they're not all bad or anything, but I was the little wife. And I decided after 24 years of a divorce shock to him because he couldn't believe that. So what happened is that I then had to make a living. I had never worked because we lived overseas.
Wow.
And so he laughed saying, "You're not going to be able to support yourself. What are you going to do?" I said, "I don't know, but I'll do it." Mm. I worked at the local truck stop. And people, we had lived in an area which was very upscale. And so when the people would come in there, every once in a while they'd come in and I would wait on them. And it was like, oh my God. But what happened here is that I grew and I grew and I grew. And now I am super duper duper happy. And yeah. I have a career. I have people that I help. And it's getting out of that spot. But what it takes, Pat, it's action.
Yeah.
It's just, it takes action. And that takes belief and that takes words. And that, so we're all back to building.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Yesterday I was talking to somebody and I was asked, what was my greatest employment achievement? They asked me a question about, you know, out of everything you've done, Pat, all the jobs you've had, what do you consider your greatest performance, your greatest act, right? Your greatest achievement. So everybody, so the person that was interviewing me was pretty much one, you know, was thinking the network or the show.
Right.
And I said, oh, that's an easy one. Selling hot dogs from a hot dog cart in New York City when I was 17.
Isn't that great?
And you could hear a pin drop. Like, yeah. And in my mind, I thought, oh my gosh, did I blow it? Was like, okay, he was expecting something else. I mean, this is where I went with that. And then he came back and he said, really? And I had a moment where I had to decide what I was about to say. I said, yeah, you want to know why? And then I gave him what that was like for me. First of all, I was homeless. It was the only form of employment. So I would sell those hot dogs and then I go over to the Port Authority, Gwen, and I'd take my little baseball cap and I'd beg for money. But here's what it was. I was so empty inside from this experience. I was in front of people. And the way that I know that this was successful, because there's a hot dog cart on every corner, right?
Yeah.
My hot dog.
Hot dogs too.
Right. Oh my God. And people went in almost an entire block in my my lane to get my dogs. And I said, you know, I learned everything about business from that job.
Oh yeah.
And he said to me, that's impossible. And here's what I said. I said, think about it. I never gave a person a hot dog that sat in that water for more than 20 minutes. I knew everybody's name. I knew who their children were. I knew exactly what they wanted on their hot dog. If I saw them in line, I started to get it ready. I zipped through tens of people faster than anybody can imagine.
That is awesome.
I knew how old their mothers were. I asked them. Sometimes I got it right. Sometimes I didn't. I knew when Joe, the Wall Street guy, got a new tie, right? Right? Talked about his tie. I noticed their shoes. Men love for you to notice their shoes, especially if they're businessmen, right? And I said, and he said, why did you do that? I said, it filled me up and it filled them up. And so I want to talk with you about this and we'll go ahead and skip the break, right? This was not comfortable for me. And sometimes we think getting unstuck is comfortable. Tell me about that, because this is something that, you know, you outlined for us to talk about. And I didn't really think about it, but getting unstuck can also be as uncomfortable as getting stuck. No.
It's very uncomfortable because you have to get out of your comfort zone in order to get unstuck because you have to think different. You have to do something different. And so, it's very uncomfortable. It's very, very uncomfortable. And it, you know, it's for you during that time, I mean, when I left my husband, I didn't have any money. I didn't have any money at all. It was very uncomfortable. But I knew that that was what I needed to do in order to grow. But you learned a really good lesson. You learned how to fill people up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, by remembering their names, by doing all of this. That is one, people love to hear their name.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. You know.
And you know what I learned too? I didn't know it then. I'm 17. Are you kidding? You know, when I was 17, I could think about one thing. Let's party. But here we are, right?
Yeah.
And there's something that is about being of service for another person. And look at us today, right? Mm-hmm. Part of our unstuckness, Gwen, and let me ask for you, was part of getting unstuck being in service of another?
I think it's always that if it's, I mean, it was for me.
Uh-huh.
It was for me. When I realized that I really could paint, I really could create, then the next best thing was to open that door for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that they knew that they could do it. And so to me, that's, if it's not in service for others, then it's boring.
Yeah. And what I learned on that hot dog job helped me in the world that I am today. Helped me from day one in the first radio show I did. All of those really were factored in. And, you know, when I left that, I didn't have that job very long, Gwen, because first of all, I needed to not be homeless, right?
Yeah.
And I was kind of getting paid under the table for it, right? You know, when I left that, I was very fortunate to get a job at entry level for the phone company, where I was again around people. I was delivering mail, right? Mm-hmm. To engineers, to very interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with that was I would take too long on my mail trip because all of those things I learned from that hot dog job, they're not always transferable because if you're delivering mail, you better be hurrying up.
yeah, you're right. You know, I know that at the truck stop, the truckers would say, "What's a woman like you doing in a place like this?" And I'd say, "Putting two kids through college, make that tip big." So that got two quarters instead of one.
How did that experience translate into your world of what you're doing today? Because, you know, here we are, right? And we're talking about situations.
Right.
Big problems, right?
Yep. Life.
How do these big problems, right, that get us stuck, how do they turn into epic victories?
Persistence. I think it's believing in, first, you got to know where you want to go and what you want to do. And I knew I needed out of that arrangement. What I wanted to do, I knew I wanted to be an artist. But let's be real here. You don't just jump in and say, "Here I am, world." You know, you've got to do the game. And it's persistence. It's believing in yourself. It's just doing it. Action every day. Action.
Yeah. I think that, you know, when I look back, and I want to ask you about this, when I sit back and I reflect upon my life, the bigger the problem, the bigger the victory.
Oh, without
the bigger the problem, right? Yes. The most gigantic problem, like my chronic illness, right? When I went through that, nobody knew I was sick. I was 6 months into the radio show, 2004. And here I was showing up every day, buying airtime, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars over 15 years of buying airtime. But here's the thing, Gwen, I was so incapacitated that I couldn't do anything else. And at one point I couldn't even drive to the studio where Benny is, right?
Wow.
But the show and the energy that went into this, I didn't see it as a victory, but this horrific deal that I went through became one of the greatest, for me, motivators to do good things in the world.
And so what got you through it?
What got me through it was this radio show, because what I did was I decided, yeah, nobody's doing positive talk. I don't really care. That's what I'm going to do. So imagine, right, 10 hours a week when it was simply me, 10 hours a week interviewing the world's most incredible positive thought leaders, mm-hmm. celebrities,
artists. You got to have
artists,
that energy level up to meet theirs. Yep. That was tough.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, boy, did I boost up my spiritual practice.
Yes.
In a way I'd never done before.
Yes.
That's important, isn't it?
It's extremely important, because that's the basis, that's your foundation. You know, that's the thing that you fall back on that never moves, that never lets you down.
Yeah. And for me, I had walked away from that.
Mm.
And I think when you're brought to your knees at some level,
it humbles you, doesn't it?
It humbles you. And yeah. I went on a journey to explore. I went on a journey to explore multiple philosophies, traditions, everything from the Baha'i faith to Judaism, you know, study of
exactly.
Bhagavad Gita. I mean, I couldn't even say it and I was reading it. I went to some of the, you know, New Thought Church. I went through, took all the courses. I was in class 24/7. I needed
But look where it took you. Look where you are now. And it's the persistence, and it's the belief in yourself, and it's doing it. It's the eagerness to learn.
Yeah. And that's why I'm talking with you about it, because, you know, this show is about getting unstuck. And getting unstuck, while it's an inside job, faith without works is dead. You've got to do things.
You've got to
do it. To make some kind of action that's going to enable you to do something else. Gwen, thank you for today.
You're welcome. One last
question. Please tell folks about the retreats, and also, what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Oh, well, the retreats, go to gwenfox.com and you can read all about it, and that as well as the masterclass. And I'd love to see any of you there. What I want to leave is that we all get unstuck, and it's okay. It's normal. It's not a place you want to stay. So believe in yourself. Take that extra vitamin B12 and go for it, because that's what it takes, is belief in yourself and action.
I actually had a B12 shot today.
Woo, go girl.
Gwen Fox, everyone. Gwen, give out your website one more time.
It's gwenfox.com.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, everybody. Time to get unstuckable. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox. Discover the creative genius within. Tune in monthly as Gwen joins Dr. Pat to make the connection between art and spirituality and inspire listeners to express their vision by saying yes. Yes, you're good enough. Yes, you're talented enough. Yes, you are an artist. Connect to the vision you'll share with the world by saying yes to the things you fear. Ignite your creative being, body, and soul with Creative Voice Radio. For more information about Gwen Fox or to listen to this show, visit gwenfox.com.